Thank you for calling
WP Shelton Jewelers. Please wait while we connect you to the next available agent.
Good afternoon, and thank you for calling the lovely Shelton Jewelers. How can we be assistance to you today?
That is, like, perfect. You should always answer the phone like that. Oh, gosh. No, like, I don't know what the hell. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. Like, I called, and then I hear, like, your thing pick up. Thank you for calling. And so I hung up thinking, oh, I got their voicemail. But then I'm like, what am I thinking? Like, you have to sit on the line, and then they'll pick up. I'm like, such a dumb blonde sometimes.
It's okay.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I have a cousin who's blonde, and I always joke with her. I'm like, I don't know how the fuck you're my cousin.
Especially blonde. Is she on your dad's side?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is she the
if
one
she's
that,
a true blonde.
Yeah, same. Is she the one that you go to frickin' that party place in Florida where you get...
Yeah.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my cousin.
Oh, my God.
She's my travel buddy. Like, I've been traveling with her since we were 19. We go somewhere pretty much... Ever since she had fucking children, it's really put a cramp in our style, but, you know...
How old are our kids?
They're now in high school. So
oh,
we're getting
yeah.
back to
yeah.
me time again, you know? Like,
I know.
Jesus, when are you going to be done with these children? And she was the one, like, when we used to go on cruises and shit, she'd be like, who brought the fucking kids? Okay?
And then she meets a man, they get married, and boom.
Oh, my God, it was disgusting. I was like, this is terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, you have stepkids, so, you know.
I know, but, you know, my honey's like, go, have fun, go.
True.
Go.
Yeah, that's true, so.
You know, he's the one who's always, well, do what?
No, I was going to ask, how has it been over there today, but you were saying he was the one who's always what now?
Telling me to go.
Oh.
Go.
That's good. He's like,
yeah, he's the best.
All that
he is the best. I drive him nuts.
No, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, I do.
Well,
yes, I do. Ask you this, okay? Who do you know that can lock their keys in their car 3 times in 1 month?
Oh, my God. How far away were you? And what the hell? Oh, my God.
The very first time. The first time was great because I did it at Walmart. And so, like, I did it, and I threw my phone in the car, too. And then I was like, oh, God. Did I just lock my keys in the car with my phone? So
yeah,
I had to walk back to Walmart.
You always have your phone on you because you have it, like, you still have the, like, necklace-looking thing.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Not that day. Thank you. That would have been good, you know. So when I walked back into Walmart and asked for their help because I locked my keys in my car, and they were like, are you going to call Mexico?
What?
I looked at her, and I was like, what? Why would I call Mexico to get help?
I would have been like, you racist bitch. No. What, did she think you were Spanish?
I mean, I guess. Like, well, we have to ask everybody that. I said, you have to ask everybody if they're going to call Mexico.
I doubt it. Jesus. Oh, God.
And then my honey doesn't answer, like, funny phone calls, so I had to call him, like, 20 times in a row. So the 21st time he answers, I'm like, hi, I'm at Walmart. The best is this, I get off the phone, before I get off the phone, I said, don't worry. I'll send you my location. You'll know it. Oh, no, I won't.
Send you location.
There you have it, Adrian.
So, oh, my God, that's funny. So what happened the second time?
Second time, I just, you know, locked him in my car at work.
Well, at least you could have used the work number or one of the girls' numbers.
Yep. And I still had my phone.
Oh,
I called them. And he said, "Are you serious?" I said, "Yes." And then he never calls me by my name. "What happened, Celeste?" I was like, "Well, honey." And then the third time was at home, and it wasn't my fault. The keys were in the ignition. It wasn't my fault. And he was like, "Celeste, go and try to lock the door." And I was like, "Honey," he said, "you must have pressed the button or something." I was like, "Maybe."
Oh, my God. Why don't you get one of those things that, like, when we were teenagers, I don't know if you remember, it was like a little box, a key box, with a magnet on it, and you put a spare key in there, and you put it up underneath, like, your wheel well or your bumper or some shit.
Yeah, because, you know, getting a spare key would work, too, then, I guess, huh? So I guess they need to go do that.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Adrian.
You're welcome. Besides him having one. Oh, my God. My freaking car, if you leave the keys in it while it's running, it automatically locks. So I've, like, my son has done it twice. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I always make sure his key fob is, you know, in the house and mine's in the house. But I'd be screwed now because he's in North Carolina, so I got to be really careful.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So other than that, everything else is good for you?
Everything's great.
Yeah. Was Diane off this week? Did she go someplace?
Yeah, that bitch is in the Dominican Republic.
What the fuck? Really?
I know. Listen, I hope she got enough vitamin D to make her last to the end of the year. And I hope she comes home and gets that other D, so...
She probably got that other on the vacation, too. What part did they go to?
No. She's married. She's married.
I know
so
that.
She
I know.
Went on a girls' trip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. God, cool.
So I hope she comes home and gets that tonight. Yeah.
What part did they go to? Because the one part got hit from the hurricane.
I'm not sure.
She must have went to the side that's by, like, Puerto Rico, because that side didn't get hit. The side that's by, like, the southwest side is the side that got hit, and then the side that was the, like, east side, that's the one that's by Puerto Rico, or close to Puerto Rico, I should say. So I bet she went there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And she probably, she had to have been very, very, did they stay on a resort?
I think so, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's probably safer because a bunch of, like, white women walking around on PR.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said, "I'm not going to leave anywhere except to go get a massage." I said, "But, you know, I bet people will come to you." And she's like, "Bet that."
Yeah, I think you can have somebody. But, like, if she stayed on a resort, they probably had, like, a massage parlor on the resort, you know.
Yeah.
But when does she get back today?
I have not... Uh-huh. We have not called her all week.
Oh, wow. She must have been having the time of her life, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Told her,
don't even
put on airplane mode and not even worry.
Yeah,
what are you going to be able to do, you know, really?
Right. She wouldn't have been able to do anything, pretty much.
That's
right. You guys didn't set the place on fire. Shit, Kathy trusted you when Kathy was, when it was... under Kathy, she'd freaking go off partying, so.
You okay? Okay, good.
Anyway, I'm here tomorrow, 10 to 5, so.
It's done. It's done. Well, I just had to do the finishing touches, Kathy, and I just do it while I'm on the phone. No, I was talking to Adrian. All right, girl. Kathy
All right.
made it.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.